Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, August 24th, 2021, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 80, the fourth paragraph, after consulting with his wife and partner, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Terry H., 12 Traditions, Nancy L., Reader of the Text, Leslie M., Kara L. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Dana P. The reference number for Monday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 17,613. That's 17613. And for this morning, Tuesday, August 24th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 17618. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Lois P., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Terry H. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for this opportunity to serve, and thank you for your service. My name is Terry H. I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, and I'm from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons that we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a service on the Tuesday team this month.
Thank you so much, Terry H. And I'll now ask Nancy L. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Nancy, recovered compulsive overeater for today. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop drinking. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Least problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me serve, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 80, the fourth paragraph, after consulting with his wife and partner, reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. I'll now ask Leslie M. to begin reading. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Dawn V. Thank you so much for your service. I am Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. After consulting with his wife and partner, he came to the conclusion that it was better to take those risks than to stand before his creator guilty of such ruinous slander. He saw that he had to place the outcome in God's hands, or he would soon start drinking again, and all would be lost anyhow. He attended church for the first time in many years. After the sermon, he quietly got up and made an explanation. His action met widespread approval, and today he's one of the most trusted citizens of his town. This all happened years ago. And really what this reading brings up to mind for me is he saw he had to place the outcome in God's hands or he would soon start drinking again and all would be lost anyhow. And I have to remember that on a daily basis, that I have to put everything in God's hands. I do not know what the big picture is. I have no idea how things are going to work out. I simply know that I don't have the big picture, you know, that I don't know it, thank goodness. I recently did have something not totally similar to this, not as widespread, but I had behaved really horribly at a Zoom meeting. And, the person that I spoke nastily to on the meeting, I called and I made an individual amends. I'm so sorry that I spoke to you that way. But I knew that at the next meeting of this group that I needed to make an amend to the group. And I proceeded to do that. And, I wasn't looking for widespread approval or for atta girl, any of that. I knew that I had behaved badly. And that not only did this individual, did I need to make an amend to the individual, but I also needed to make an amend to the group. And, the thing for me is it was very humbling. And, but it reminds me of my place in this world. It reminds me that I don't have a clue, how things are supposed to look. I just show up every day and I hope that I do God's will. You know, that's my desire. That's certainly my prayer, is that I do God's will each day. But not having a perfect connection all the time, I don't always know what that looks like. I just know that, you know, I do know now in my gut when I need to make an amend. And you know, and I try to do that as quickly as I possibly can so that, you know, I can once again be in connection with my higher power, who knows everything. And, you know, I no longer have to know or be in charge of everything in my life or in anyone else's life. So I try to bring God into everything that I do every day. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leslie M., for getting us started. I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your shared every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning? We're ready for your share.
Kara L.
Kara L.
Mati M.
Mati M.
Barbara W.
Barbara W. Okay, let's start with those three. Kara L., Mati M., and Barbara W. Good morning, Kara. Please share with us, please.
Good morning. Yes, good morning, Don. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Tonight, you know, the amends process. Thankfully today, you know, I don't have to try to manipulate my way out of a situation. I get to look at it straightforward with a step 10. I get to discuss it with a fellow. I get to, you know, ask my higher power, oh, I made a mess of this, God. You know, I need help. You know, what do I need to do? Can you please help me, you know, amend my behavior? And I got to move forward, you know. And I'll tell you, the more I make amends, the more I want to make. The more I address the person, but I also change my behavior. This morning I woke up and I was like, you know, yesterday wasn't the kindest I could have been with my partner. And I can see that and I can say, you know, I was really grumpy yesterday and I took that out on you and I apologize. You know, and I can see that behavior today. Whereas before I was recovered and before I had fellows and my higher power to help me, you know, I was just this scrambling mess of trying to figure it out and manipulate and not make it my fault. Today, mistakes are great because they show me the light, the inner light of being able to move forward and being able to be human in this world. And it gives me more compassion because if I can be wrong, then I can have the compassion for somebody else. You know, and I love in here how he says, you know, he did consult people that would be affected. You know, I know today I can't fix things on my own. I can't just move forward with my own brain. It doesn't work. I have to consult, you know, my higher power and those that would be affected, right? And I know if I don't do those things today, I'll lose what I have. And I don't want to lose what I have. A beautiful connection with a higher power. And it's everything to me today. I look forward to hearing what everybody has to say. And I encourage everyone to share today. I know that my heart pounds when I share sometimes, but I do appreciate hearing from everybody. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Kara L. from California. And now we'll have Mati M. followed by Barbara W. Good morning, Mati. Star one to unmute, Mati.
May I be heard?
You sure can.
Okay. Yeah, good morning. I'm so grateful to be here with all of you and to study the big book. So this paragraph, the first thing is consulting and taking action after we consult. We consult our sponsor, our OA friends, and certainly we consult God. And this has been very hard for me. Even though I do pray and meditate, sometimes I can be impulsive. I also have ADHD, so impulsivity is part of how my brain works. But if I want to work this program, the quietness and calming of my brain and aligning myself with God is the way to go. Even if I get hyper, I have to come back to God and to a place of peace, because if I don't do that before I act or try to make amends, and I don't surrender and place the outcome in God's hands, I really risk going back to the food, which I don't want to do. And at the end of the paragraph, it also says, after the sermon, he quietly got up and made an explanation. So he didn't jump up, he didn't interrupt. You know, he came from a place of quietness and serenity and humility. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Mati M., for sharing with us today. And now we'll have Barbara W. share, please.
Did you call on me?
I sure did. Yep. Go ahead, Barbara.
Yeah, I was just unmuting. Good morning, everyone. My name is Barbara W. I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Olympia, Washington. Oh, one of the words that jumped right out at me was integrity. And when I'm a retired teacher, and when I was working, it meant a lot to me that I stayed in integrity with the children and with what I was teaching and my colleagues and the people in the building. And so I see this gentleman as humbling himself before his creator. And the word I used that I heard on this line was, I invited God in. In fact, what was it? I was grocery shopping the other day, yesterday. And I remember saying, okay, God, I'm shopping here. I need a little help. And I was in the produce department. It could have been simple as which kind of apple was I going to choose. But the idea that I consulted was important to me. And this man, obviously, it became, his whole character had shifted. And I think he was proud to be able to make this amends and in the future to improve his behavior of not to repeat this. That's what I like to think it is. So I can't imagine anything. In fact, I have a situation. Last night, my son, one of my three children, adult children, they had been on a trip around the country, and I said, well, gee, it's great you're home and you're back, and the kids are going to start school. And then his next words were, we're moving to Florida. I went, huh? And the choice words I used were not the best. And he tended to react in that sense. And I remember holding the phone away, and I cried. I said, it's like ripping my grandchildren away from me, kind of thing. And so I have an amends to make. I can't go looking at what he did and what he said, and how could they do this? I was blindsided. Oh my God, you know. And I woke up this morning, and I know I need to do a 10th step on this. I woke up this morning with the greatest peace. And that felt, it's like it is that God entered into my heart. And I'm listening. And he says, he's taking care of that family. And this is their choice. Maybe it's an adventure for them. So I think with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Barbara W. from Washington. And just a reminder, we are on page 80, the fourth paragraph, that starts with, after consulting with his wife and partner, and we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph only today. So please share with us this morning. I'm now going to be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this. We'd love to hear from you. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us this morning? It's a great opportunity to share.
Hi, Crystal S.
Crystal S.
Hi, Debbie P.
Robin P. And who is that other person?
Debbie P.
Debbie P. And there was another person?
Sue Ann T.
Sue Ann.
Liz E. from the UK.
Liz E. from the UK.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Well, that's a great lineup. I have Crystal S., Robin P., Debbie P., Sue Ann E., Liz E., and Jordan L. Good morning, Crystal. Please share with us this morning.
Hi. Hi, good morning. This is Crystal, Food Drunk. I love the share so far. Thank you so much. I just am still claiming my seat here, and I love the word consult and integrity because I used to love to eat in secret and in private and alone. And this program continues to make me reach out. I just went on a trip recently, and I am newer in this program, and I had to reach out a lot. And what I found was instead of feeling embarrassed, I felt empowered. Because everyone I called and everyone I reached out with reminded me that God was in charge and all I had to do was ask. So I'm sharing to claim my space. I'm sharing to learn more. And I just want people to know me. And I have a tendency to want to just sit in the background and be like, oh, hey. So I really appreciate this early morning meeting. And that's all I've got. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Crystal S. And now we'll have Robin P. share with us, and please share where you're calling from. Good morning, Robin.
Hi, this is Robin P. I'm very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. It's so important to just keep doing the next right thing for our recovery. And, I just know that working the steps means clearing the slates. And I love that today there isn't anybody that I would cross the street for or, you know, shun or, you know, be afraid to respond to. And it's such a wonderful feeling to know that I'm guilt-free, you know, that I've just worked the program so that I'm at peace with God and my fellows today. And that's worth everything. I'm so grateful to be abstinent. I'm so grateful to be living my vision one day at a time and, really enjoying being in the ocean and hiking and being in nature and being with friends. And it feels like, I just have to keep practicing the gift of of faith, and you know, because it feels like there's so much going on the planet right now, and I just get to keep my eyes on God and one day at a time. You know, just faith without works is dead, and work without faith is dead. So I just get to keep doing my faith walk. And God bless everybody with a really blessed, abstinent day. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for your service, you guys.
Thank you, Robin P. from Costa Rica. Now we'll have Debbie P. share with us, followed by Sue Ann E. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning. This is Debbie P. I'm calling from Indiana, gratefully recovering compulsive overeater. I'm not sure exactly what I want to say about this, but I am told I need to share more often than what I tend to as part of my isolation, I believe. So I know that any time that I have worked through the steps and made an amend to anybody, I do feel much more free about getting that out. What I'm coming to learn is that I had a lot more shoved way down from way far, a long time ago, that really needs a sharper shovel or something like that to get to the bottom of it. And I just find freedom and hope in this paragraph that, you know, it'll all be okay. It's in God's hands. And I'm still learning how to and when to just turn everything over to my higher power. And, you know, every day I listen, every day I practice, it does get better and a little bit easier. So I appreciate being able to share. Thank you for your service, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie P. from Indiana. Now we'll have Sue Ann E., followed by Liz E. from the UK. Good morning, Sue Ann. Star one, Sue Ann.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sue Ann T, and that's T as in Tom, and I'm in California. And I just wanted to share, as we were reading this, and it says leave the outcome to God, you know, when you're doing an amends. It's like that was all about what the ninth step was for me. I mean, because, you know, to go to somebody and, you know, admit my wrong, and I know that their response was none of my business, that I was going there to clean my side of the street, but of course there's still some fear there. But when I first came into program, you know, my back was against the wall, and the recovery program and the sponsor that I had at the time said, you have to have faith, right? That this program outlined in the big book works. And not only did I have that faith, but it was evidenced in that first 100 in the recovery. So I started the first step with my back against the wall saying, okay, I'll have faith, you know, and as I work each of the steps, that faith gradually turns into belief because I've experienced it. And that really was evident, of course, in like the fourth and fifth, when I shared my fourth step with somebody else. And then with 8 and 9, it just slam dunked, you know. And so my faith is turning into belief because I see this life that I'm given because of these 12 steps. And it's invaluable. And my memory, you know, have that memory that lapses. And so, you know, 10, 11, and 12 help me keep in those first 9 steps. So I'm just so grateful that there's this plan of recovery, and it offers me that ability to go from faith to belief in my higher power and in this world. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sue Ann T. from California. And now we'll have Liz E. from the UK. Good morning, Liz. Or good afternoon, should I say.
Good morning, good afternoon. This is Liz E. from Bristol in the UK.
I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I'm available for sponsoring. Just really wanted to get on the line and share today for anybody who's feeling nervous or anxious. I'm not sure what I'm going to say. I just know I need to show up and be present and turn up. The bit that really stuck out for me was he saw that he had to place the outcome in God's hands or he would soon start drinking again. And that is something that I really am coming to understand more and more and more as every day goes by, that this is what I need to do because I lack power. My main problem is a lack of power. And the only person who has power in my life is God and my higher power. And I have to practice. And I have to be honest, this is something that improves and evolves. Well, for me, evolves and gets better as long as I practice it daily. And I do every day just today and just don't worry about tomorrow. And I'm very, very human and I've had some troubling things go on in my life. But today I've learned good news that things are going to be okay. But it's been a real test. And that is the same when we go to make amends. When I made an amends to my ex partner, my daughter's father, I was like, it's all about me. And it was a difficult relationship. And it was all his fault, wasn't it? It was everything. But when I looked at it, there were a number of things that I did to harm him, even though it was a very challenging relationship. And I had to go and apologize and make an amend for that. And the amazing thing was that I took God with me, and his reaction was stunning, absolutely stunning. And I didn't expect that at all. And that was a massive gift from God. With that, I'll pass. Thank you to everybody, and do get in touch if I can help anybody. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much, Liz E. from the UK. And now we have Jordan L. If you would share with us, please, this morning. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Gunnison, Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with you guys this morning. every moment I am on a meeting, abstinent is another moment I am not alone, compulsively overeating. So it's good stuff. The bit that stuck out to me was also, I also noticed this, place the outcome in God's hands, or he would soon start drinking again and all would be lost anyhow. when I first started practicing the 12 steps, it was, I was just sort of like, coming out of, I come out of this place of oblivion. So it's progress just for me to be like invested in some kind of outcome, you know what I mean? And like present enough to understand that there's like an outcome. and so I almost took like a couple steps back before I took a couple steps forward, you know, and like trusting God with the outcome. Just cause like I come out of this oblivion and I'm sort of I've become aware that there is an outcome and that I need to be somewhat invested in it, you know, as in like joining the human race again. this is practice. So what it looked like for me was like kind of screwing it up quite a bit. And going the other direction where I'm like way too invested in the outcome. And I'm like, hyper aware of what it is that's going on and what other people are doing and how that all looks, you know? And then I kind of like, I start to come back from that. I start to come to like a middle ground, where I trust God with the outcome, you know, like I trust the God of my understanding or a higher power, with what it is that is going down. And this still amazes me after like a number of years of being in recovery, how it is that God does for me what I can't do for myself, you know? It's truly, truly amazing. And usually what it is remedying a situation in a way that I'm not harming me, I'm not harming anyone else, and a higher power really does like take care of it, you know, or take care of me and those about me. So thank you for letting me share. That's what I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. from Colorado. And I'm now going to open up the lines. We are on page 80, the fourth paragraph, after consulting with his wife and partner. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Teresa C.
Teresa C.
Mara.
Nancy. Who is that?
L.
Lindsay
Ma.
L. Okay.
Sivia VG.
Sivia VG.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was another name in there. Was it?
Nancy L.
I think that was me. Mara.
Okay, very good, Mara. Excellent. Okay, Nancy, we'll put you on if we have time, but I'm not sure that we will, but thank you so much. So we have Teresa C., Mara, Lindsay L., and Sivia VG. Teresa C., please share with us.
Hi, I'm Teresa C., compulsive overeater in New Jersey. I just wanted to share, I'm thinking about, you know, this guy, you know, making this decision, sharing it with people, and then asking God to be with him. And there's an image that I have from an old movie that, you know, I'm dating myself now, but it's one of the Indiana Jones movies. So I think it's the Holy Grail one, where I'm thinking about, you know, having this feeling in the pit of my stomach, that fear, that I have to take the next step. And I know I need to do it, but I'm really afraid to do it. So I have to summon up that courage and ask my higher power for that courage. And in that movie, there's a spot where he has to go over this gigantic gorge, and there's nothing there, no way for him to get to the other side. But the thing is, he has to take that step of faith. And he has to just put his foot over the edge and go. And voila, God is there and puts the bridge for him to walk over. So to me, I think about there's a lot of times when I want to take that step and I'm so afraid I'm going to fall. But if I've, you know, done the work before, I know that it's the right thing to do. Then I have to take that step of faith. And that, you know, my higher power will be there for me to support me in what I need to do. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Teresa C. And Mara, please share with us this morning and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for your service and everybody on the line. My name's Mara. I'm anorexic and compulsive overeater in Chicago. And haven't signed on to this meeting for a while, so it's good to be here, get my thinking adjusted. I've been in the program for, I think, over 3 decades, and I've had ever since COVID, it's just kind of like, oh, wait, let me just focus on the reading. So the reading, I was thinking the other day about how the program teaches me so much that it's about the action. Like, the outcome is almost irrelevant. And I get very tripped up with decisions, you know, making decisions, being afraid, even though I know intellectually there's no wrong decision, my thinking doesn't go there. And just to be reminded to let go of the outcome. And for me, the ninth step has been one that I've definitely needed guidance from my sponsor, both, you know, what my amends need to be focused on and not to try to, I kept wanting to explain my behavior, and she helped me to see that that was not part of the amends, that was irrelevant information for the person that I was sharing with. And I'm just grateful to also to be aware that this program is just such an ongoing deepening process of self-honesty and learning how to have, it says somewhere, right relations with others. So anyways, I'm from Chicago, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mara from Chicago. Now, Lindsay L., will you share with us, followed by Sivia VG. Good morning, Lindsay. Star one, Lindsay. Maybe Lindsay had to step away. Sivia VG, will you share with us this morning, and we'll come back for Lindsay.
Good morning, everyone, from a very smoky, toxic air, Placerville, California. The one line that stuck out with me is, you know, leave it to God, or I'm paraphrasing. And here I am in the midst of El Dorado County, about 6 miles from the Caldor fire, and I can't do a damn thing about it. It's in God's hands. No matter if I'm making amends, how other people react, or, you know, actions that happen that I don't like, it's in God's hands. And what I'm living right now is a reminder. I was only fearful the very first day until I did about 3/10 steps on it, and realize that all I can do is row the boat, my favorite expression. If I row the boat, God then steers it. All I can do is take action. So my action steps were get everything packed up that I wanted to make sure I still had. And that's not everything in my home. It's just things that, you know, I wanted, photos, important papers like my passport, insurance information. And so far, the wonderful firefighters have, with our higher powers' help, kept the winds from spreading the fire towards our direction. And it's in God's hands. I can't do anything if I have to evacuate. If the air is bad, my plan of action is to wear masks and to get that. We ordered a filter for my house. My plan of action is to remain calm, to let people know what's happening so that they're not, because I find that my friends and family are probably more nervous about this than I am. I can't do anything. We just can't, and it's in God's hands. Bless you all for being here. Thank you. I really needed this meeting this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Sivia VG from California, and our prayers are certainly with you and your family. Lindsay L., are you on the line now, able to share? Press star one. Otherwise, we'll go on to Nancy L., if you would like to share with us this morning, Nancy.
Yes, thank you. I sure can. Boy, this guy, yeah, he's stuck between a rock and a hard place, all right. But I would say the hard place would be that what if the people in the congregation didn't agree with him or want to forgive him, et cetera, et cetera. What would be the worst thing that could happen? Well, he'd just go on with his life. But if he went back to drinking, that's a total different risk. That is absolutely fatal. When an alcoholic or a food addict goes back into their disease, there's many, many times that's it. They're finished with everything, with their entire life, finished. But thank God that this man took the right choice. I agree with that, you know, standing before the Creator, his Creator, guilty of such erroneous slander. That's awesome that he just stood up and took that risk. And thank God, I hope he never went back to drinking. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. And Lindsay L., are you on the line and available to share? Otherwise, we'll take another name. Is there someone who hasn't shared in the last 3 days who would like to share with us? We'll take another name of someone who would like to share. Anyone?
Liz A.
Liz A., please share with us.
Hi, this is Liz A. from Michigan. I don't like the word recovered, so yes, I'm recovering from bulimia, anorexia, compulsive overeating. I have also been in the program over 3 days. And boy, these are some difficult and powerful paragraphs that I've been listening to. And I feel like my higher power has continued to nudge me to share, and I've hung back. So today I'm with you all. I was reading something a few months ago that says the human being has the enormous capacity for self-defeat. And I am that human being. Self-deception. I have an enormous capacity for self-deception. And so I need God, the God of my understanding, to shine a light on those offenses and things that I've done that are harmful to others, because I can justify all kinds of crazy stuff. And as we're combing through this, and I've done this process before, new things are coming to light.
Time?
And the one, I'm sorry, is that time?
It is. I'm sorry. Just a short amount of time.
That's okay. I'm so grateful to be here with everybody. And thank you for your wonderful job moderating.
Oh, thank you so much, Liz A. I really appreciate you sharing there. And sorry I had to cut you short. We're now going to be closing the meeting. Thank you to everyone who shared and made this just a beautiful meeting. We're now going to close with a reading for the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Kara L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes. Hi, this is
Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the records of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Now we'll wait for the recording to be stopped.